For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I want to be a soul winner for Jesus every day. He's done so much for me. I want to aid the lost sinner to leave his erring way and be from bondage free. A soul Jesus, a soul for Jesus, Christ the Lord. Oh, let me be each day a soul for Jesus, a soul
for Jesus, Christ the Lord.
He's done so much for me. I want to be a soul winner and bring the lost to Christ, that
the last 30 years, I have studied the Bible on the end times, and I have studied different writers and teachers on the end times about the Great Tribulation, about the Antichrist, and about the horrors that are going to take place. One of the things, one of the truths of scriptures that were missing as far as the end times was concerned is the latter rain. Somehow I believe God did not allow that to be revealed to a great extent. Maybe he wanted to keep it from Satan knowing what was going on. But it is in the Bible that he will pour out the former and the latter rains. The former was poured out at the day of Pentecost. The latter rains will be poured out before the rapture, before the harvest of the church. The rains have to be poured out before the wheat and the barley go into head, where then they receive enough moisture to bring forth a bumper crop. So this happened in the day of King David in their natural harvesting and planting. They would go through the same things. There'd be a moderate rain at the beginning of planting, and then they would have periods of rain during the season, but in many cases it was drought-like conditions. But at the end, they would receive an incredible rain so that the harvest could fill out and bring forth a bumper crop. And that's what we've been seeing throughout the world. I can clearly see that. Anybody who will study that will understand. God allowed the harvest and planting season in Israel for a foreshadow of what was to come here in a spiritual harvest. Yes, at the day of Pentecost, there was an outpouring. That's when the church began. And now we're starting to see a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're starting to see revivals in the States and even here in Canada. People are starting to speak incredible words of encouragement about what they see God doing. We will see yet this COVID thing disappearing. We will see yet the governments reversing their decisions on keeping everything locked down. It's not going to work for them, for their plan. They tried to bring in a one world government, but in God's timeline, this is not going to work. It's not time for the Antichrist yet. First, there has to come a harvest. So after the harvest, which is the rapture, then comes the plowing, which is where the Antichrist will rule this world during the Great Tribulation. So we need to understand that. That outpouring is starting to happen. We need to take courage. I know many people are discouraged in what they're seeing, but look ahead a little bit. Seek the Lord in studying Scripture, and you will see that we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Many, many people have lost their way with God. There is so much deception going on in the churches. There are so much deception going on in religious organizations. But God's Spirit will clear that up. Many, many will see the truth of God. Because when God talks to people, then people listen. They know they have heard from God. And that will change many politicians' ideas. That will change many pastors. And that will change the basic outlook on what Christianity should be. Yes, we're heading for an incredible time that God wants to show us. Signs and wonders and miracles, healings and a great love and unity in the church. I'm prophesying this not because I'm a prophet. It is because I know by studying Scripture that is what's going to happen. So today I'll teach on an interesting subject, but before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, the Lord is getting ready to start a work that's going to take many people by surprise. But before I get into this message, I want to give you a little testimony of what happened to me just when I was a young, very young Christian. I was praying with this grandmother, and she started to prophesy over my life. This is why I believe in prophecy, because what she prophesied over my life came true. And it all basically came true to the T. And now there is one more prophecy that I'm waiting for that she prophesied. And she said that the Hutterite nation, are the power of God will hit them, that and they will turn to God with a very, and will be a very powerful force to be reckoned with. They will shake basically all of North America. And then, not too long ago, I heard a prophet prophesying almost the same thing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He said the Hutterite tribe will turn to God in such a strong way that they will shake the people all around them. And then he said the Mennonite tribe, they will turn to God in such a way that many people from different nations even will come to hear of what they have to say. So we know these prophecies were prophesied years ago, and they have been repeated not too long ago. And look, I am looking forward to that. That's going to be an incredible time. And I am starting to see some of these things coming to pass. We need to understand, Jeremiah in verse 5, in chapter 5, tells us this. Let us now fear the Lord our God, and that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserved unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. So we know for a fact there's going to be a latter rain poured out, just like the first rain was poured out. But there is an appointed season for it, and we are going to see it. It is written in the Bible. We haven't seen it yet. I've heard of yesteryear teachers and prophets saying that people will go and rent stadiums, and the stadiums will not be able to contain the people that will want to come and hear the word of God. I could never figure this out, how that could happen, but I'm beginning to see how this will be possible. It's by God pouring out his spirit on people. Now, I have heard of many teachers and preachers telling us God needs to judge North America. They have stepped over the line. They cannot be saved anymore. And many prominent preachers teach that we are finished. We are at the end. God has to judge us. I want to read you a scripture out of Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts have left us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What is God trying to tell us here? In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, God came to Abraham and told him, I will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham started from 50, interceding from them. He came all the way down to 10. Why did Abraham stop at 10? It is because in those days, these cities had 10 judges that would sit in the gate and judge the people. And when Abraham couldn't come up with 10 judges that were righteous, he had to stop interceding. But what I'm seeing here today, God is saying he has left us a small remnant. Otherwise, we would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. There are more than 10 righteous people in every church. I believe that. Every two true church of God has more than 10 righteous people who are praying. So he says, if he wouldn't have left us that remnant, we would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. I have heard preachers say, if God doesn't judge America or Canada, he would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. The difference between Sodom and Gomorrah and North America is this. There are more than 10 people in every city who truly love the Lord, and they have enough power to turn the wrath of God away from judgment. This is why we're going to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, because those true Christians are standing up against the wiles of the devil, and they're pushing back the evils that are trying to encroach in on us. The Bible is very clear. If he finds one person to stand in the gap, the Lord will use that person. So do we have more than 10? Do we have a remnant? The Lord God here tells us that we have a remnant that will stand in the gap. And he tells us in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. And that's what North America is doing. They're already helping the poor. They're pleading for the widow, the lost that we have in the land. Take care of the poor and the needy. But it tells us to make ourselves clean. We need to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. We need to get away from idolatry, the idolatry of sports. We need to see that there's something more important than a hockey game and a football game. It is the saving of souls. We need to start seeking God on their behalf, because God is not willing that any should perish. In Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 18, it tells us, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Look at what God is telling us here. If you will come and reason with me, your sins will disappear. You will become as white as snow. I don't care in what sin hole you were, how deep your sin is. It doesn't matter with God. He says, come, let us reason together. God knows that behind every sin, there is a demon who's pushing you onto it. And he wants you to understand that. So he says, if you will come to me, I will cleanse you, and you will be as clean as snow, as white as snow. I am forgiven. I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus, not because of how good I am in my everyday life. It is because the blood of Jesus has set me free from this awful curse of sin. But then there is a warning in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This is a warning to those who reject this message. This is a warning for those who reject the plea of God to repent. It says, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. Yes, the eternal lake of fire is going to be there for the rest of eternity, where many who rebel against God will have to spend their eternity. So turn to Jesus today. He is willing that none perish. Give him your life and heart and become his joyful creation in Jesus' name. Amen.
I do or did I shouldn't do. Every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings a blessing too. I just steal away somewhere and pray.
I just steal away. I just steal away. And I'll ask my blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away. I just steal.
God will hear and answer all my prayers if I thank Him for His blessings every day. When I'm burdened down with grief, He will give my heart relief if I steal away somewhere and
I just steal away. I just steal away. And I'll ask my blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away. I just steal away. I just steal away somewhere.
When one talks about the rapture of the church, there are many who don't believe there ever is going to be a rapture. And many also try to give you the date of the rapture. I do not know when the rapture is going to take place because the Bible does not give us the date when it's going to be. The Bible even tells us this, that Jesus Himself doesn't know. He doesn't know when the harvest is going to be finished. So whatever time God has for the rapture, God Himself, God the Father, is the only one, according to Scripture, that knows. I don't care how many people try to figure out what day the rapture will be, they will have to keep retweaking their timelines. Because one day it's going to be, and the Bible teaches us, when nobody expects it. That's when it will happen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1, it tells us, "But of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape." I want to show you something here that people do not seem to understand. The wicked will not repent. They will keep on going in their wickedness. Those who want to know God, they will turn to God. But it says here, when they shall say peace and safety. Do we have peace and safety now? No. Everything's confused. Everybody is into confusion. The whole world are in lockdown, in confusion. But the Bible says when all this will be finished, when things will start going good, the governments will have changed. There's gonna be good government on the earth. It says when they shall say peace and safety, then all of a sudden, God is going to say harvest is finished. and he is gone to take his beloved unto himself, and those that reject him will have to go into the tribulation. So what can we look forward to on this earth? It's called peace and safety. That seems to be a far cry from what we're having now. So let us focus on that, the peace and safety that is going to come. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 4, it tells us, "But you, brethren, you are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light, the children of day. We are not them that are of the night nor of darkness." Those who love the Lord, they know Jesus is coming back. They know in his time he will. So they focus their attention on when he will come back. And that brings joy and peace and an expectation. I don't know when it'll happen. The Bible says it's imminent. It could happen at any moment. I believe God is going to do a quick harvest on this earth. And then we are out of here. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." We are not appointed unto wrath. I don't see North America going into tribulation before the rapture. I just don't see it. We are not appointed unto wrath. Even though the children of God have experienced the wrath of Satan, but the wrath of God is a different story. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrifying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 11 tells us, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another." Thessalonians teaches us about Jesus coming back, and he is telling us to comfort one another. Comfort one another. That's what we need to do today. Comfort each other that Jesus is going to do something incredible. In Isaiah chapter 59 in verse 19, this scripture has been really talking to me lately. "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him." Yes, the enemy is coming in, but like a flood, the Lord will pour out his holy rain, his Holy Spirit. It'll come like a flood, and it will be a standard against Satan. This is what we are looking for. We're looking for that flood of the Holy Spirit to destroy the works of the enemy. And we can surely look forward to it because it is written in the Word of God. So open your heart to these incredible truths and become a blessing to those around you and to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.